And did you both understand the Board of Pardons? You need me to write that down for you or something? I don't want you forgetting.
Yeah,
please. I got it. There you go, sir. That's the, let me look that up.
Case number 5, the chief is here, right?
Correct.
Case number 523-212.
Good morning. I'm Attorney Douglas Lewis. I represent Mr. Ryan Alcott.
Thank you, Attorney Lewis.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve Staffstrom, Town Council for the Town of Reading.
Mark O'Donnell, Chief of Police, Town of Reading.
Gentlemen for Reading, can you please both spell your last name for the record?
O'Onnell, O'Donnell.
Stephen with a V, Staffstrom, S-T-A, F as in Frank, S-T-R-O-M as in Mary.
Okay, counsel, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes, thank you to the board for having us in. We are here on the appellant's application, which was denied based on suitability. The appellant is a former officer with the Reading Police Department who during his time there had several arrests for domestic violence conduct, and ultimately in the course of those had his service duty pistol removed from him on multiple occasions. Ultimately, he was unfit to return to duty with the Reading Police Department on May 21st, 2019, and resigned shortly thereafter.
Counsel, Attorney Lewis, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes. In addition to his time with the Reading Police Department, my client was also an officer with the Bethel Police Department for a number of years. He's been associated with the Voluntary Fire Department in Georgetown, Connecticut for over 30 years. Counsel said that his revolver may have been removed from him on one or two occasions. It was always restored back to him, and he was placed on active duty. While he was arrested in service as a Reading police officer, it was a domestic issue that was tied to a divorce that he was involved in. He has never been convicted of a crime. We believe that he is a suitable candidate to hold and retain a firearm, and are anxious to present testimony to you in that effect.
Thank you, counsel. Okay, Attorney Staffstrom, it's your case.
Thank you. Madam Chair, I will ask a few questions, if I could, of Chief O'Donnell to begin with. What is your current title with the Reading Police Department?
Police Chief.
And how long have you held that title?
The last 5 years.
And before that, what was your title with the Reading Police Department?
Captain.
And how long did you hold that
title? 4 years.
And before that, what title?
Lieutenant, 4 years.
And how long total have you been with the Reading Police Department?
38 years.
Is the appellant a known person to you?
Yes.
And how do you know the appellant?
I know him through work. I worked with him for, I'm not sure how many years he was with us, but I, through work, that's all I know.
Did you supervise him while he was an officer at the Reading Police Department?
Directly, no. I was never his sergeant. As a lieutenant, yes.
Are you aware of the appellant's personnel file with the Town of Reading?
Yes.
Are you aware of certain police reports that are on file with the Reading Police Department?
Yes.
And was it you who denied the appellant's firearm permit application?
Yes.
And what was the reason for that?
Suitability.
And specifically, what about his suitability concerned you?
It was incidents that had happened within the department, the domestic violence issues, some subsequent issues after being put on leave. There was three separate, there was administrative inquiry, internal affairs, when he was on leave from domestic. So that was a concern for me.
I'll hand you Mark.
Do we have that already?
You do, yeah.
Okay, then.
You don't need it. Okay.
Just refer us to the place you're looking.
I'm going to refer you to a letter to the appellant dated August 25, 2022. Should be the denial letter.
It's a rather large package, so just give us a second.
Yeah, I have extra copies if it's easier.
Oh, I have it. About 3/4 of the way through. Okay, counsel, you may proceed.
Thank you. Chief, is this a copy of a letter that you sent to the appellant on or about August 25, 2022, explaining your reason for denying?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Chief, were you, do you recall an incident on or about November 26, 2014, involving the appellant in which Reading police were called to his residence?
Yes.
I direct your attention to Reading Police Department incident report dated November 26, 2014.
Counsel, you have that?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Okay, so you may proceed.
Thank you. Chief, if you turn to the let me start by saying, is this a record maintained in the ordinary course of business by the Reading Police Department?
Yes, it is.
I need to offer it.
You don't. Okay. It's already in the record. The objection would have had to come prior to today.
Okay. Chief, if you could turn to the second page, the first full page of the document. You will note that Reading police were called to the residence on November 26, 2014 at 21:56 hours. Is that correct?
Correct.
And at that time, the appellant appeared to be intoxicated in an agitated state when police arrived?
Yes.
And his children were present at the time?
Yes.
And in fact, his wife had secured herself with the children inside their master bedroom with the dresser propped up against the door?
Correct.
And as a result of that incident, was the appellant's duty weapon, ammo, and gun belt, including his taser, removed from his possession?
Yes.
Chief, is that the only incident you're aware of in which the appellant, in which Reading police were called the appellant's residence for a domestic involved situation?
No.
Chief, I direct your attention to a police report from May 9, 2018, which is in the record.
Counsel, I take it you have all the police?
Yes, thank you.
Chief, is it consistent with the records of the town that on or about May 9, 2018, the appellant was arrested at his residence for disorderly conduct?
Yes.
And on that date, Reading police were called to his residence?
Yes.
And during, and if we turn to page 3 of the incident report, there's a narrative description of the incident?
Yes.
And it's consistent with the records and your recollection that the appellant's wife alleged that the appellant had been drinking, became verbally abusive to her and the kids, and had thrown a glass whiskey bottle at her?
Correct.
And in fact, did the appellant admit that he had thrown a whiskey bottle?
Yes. Correct.
As a result of that incident, was the appellant's duty firearm seized?
Yes.
And in fact, was a protective order entered that prohibited the appellant from possessing a dangerous weapon?
Yes.
The record, I'm on page 4 of the report.
Counsel, can I just clarify, was that a protective order that was put in place, or was it a condition of release?
I believe that was a condition of release, but I believe a protective order did also enter.
I guess I should let you get there. Okay. Go ahead.
Chief, I'm going to show you a police report that's been marked May 10, 2018. And if I turn to the second page of that document, is that a record from the Reading Police Department indicating that a protective order was submitted by the Danbury Superior Court for the appellant on May 10th, 2018?
Yes, correct.
Chief, I'd next like to show you a Reading Police Department Administrative Investigation Report for case number 18-2581. For the benefit of the panel.
Looks familiar. Counsel, is that familiar to you?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, counsel.
Chief, is this a Reading Police Department Administrative Investigation Report from the incident we discussed on May 9, 2018?
Yes, it was conducted by Captain Mark DeLuca.
And at the time, it was Sergeant Mark DeLuca who was ultimately promoted to captain?
Yes.
And at this, and in May of 2018, who was the captain of the Reading Police Department?
I was.
Mr. DeLuca reported to you?
Yes.
And if we go down to the, towards the bottom of the first page, it says, complainant has been married to appellant for approximately 10 years. Complainant relayed that her husband has been treated for depression and alcohol problems in the past, and the disruptive behaviors in the home usually result when appellant becomes non-compliant with medication and or starts to self-medicate with alcohol. Is that consistent with your recollection of the appellant at this time?
Yes.
And then it goes on to describe the incident in which he threw the empty whiskey bottle in her direction. Is that correct?
Yes.
If I turn to page 5 of the document, down the bottom, there's a section that begins relevant information. And this reflects a review of appellant's personnel file, found that he's been the subject of three like domestic incidents since 2009. Is that consistent with your recollection?
Yes.
Turn to page 7 of the document under findings. It reflects that the appellant's duty firearm was seized and that he owns no other firearms. Do you see that?
Yes, correct.
And that's consistent with your recollection?
Yes.
And then it continues that as a result of the arrest, a protective order was issued against appellant, preventing him from possessing firearms. Do you see that?
Yes, correct.
Chief, let me stop at this point. These incidences, while he was an employee of the police department, including this protective order, is that in part of the reason why you found him unsuitable to receive a pistol permit at this time?
Yes, that's correct. Having the knowledge that I have of that.
Chief, if you could speak up. So
having the knowledge that I had of the incident, that was part of the suitability.
Thank you, Chief.
Sorry.
And if we turn to page 9, the conclusion of this report was that the violations, that the appellant's off-duty behavior and subsequent arrest were a violation of department policy, and that warranted discipline up to and including separation from duty without pay. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Chief, was the May 9, 2018, the last incident or last report that the Reading Police Department received involving the appellant?
No.
If we turn to a document titled the Last Chance Agreement, which should be in the record. And if we turn to the third page of that document.
Just make sure counsel has that first.
I'm sure it was provided. I'm just having trouble finding it. Thank you.
Is this the final disposition? Is that
later on?
Oh, last change. You just said that.
No, that was
prelude. I got it. And counsel, you have it as well.
Skip into the highlights.
Thank you.
Chief, if we turn to the third page of this document, is that your signature?
Yes.
And next to that, do you believe that to be the appellant's signature?
Yes.
Did you witness the appellant sign this document?
Yes.
Who prepared this document?
Prepared by myself and then attorney Michael Lavelle, who was part of who was our town attorney at the time.
He was then town counsel?
He was, yeah. And we went over all the findings on it, and we conducted it, and came to the conclusion that that was, yeah.
There's a third signature on the last page. Is that the appellant's then union representative signature?
Yes, that is.
If we just quickly walk through this document, begins paragraph 1, on or about May 11, 2018, a protective order was issued against the appellant by the Danbury Superior Court preventing him from possessing firearms. You see that?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And that protective order was imposed because of a domestic violence incident at the appellant's home?
Yes.
Okay. Thereafter, if on August 8, 2018, the appellant signed a stipulated agreement accepting a last and final warning of conduct on becoming of an employee. Is that correct?
Correct.
But then on December 23, 2018, the Reading Police Department received another complaint against the appellant for harassing conduct directed towards his wife.
Correct.
I'm on paragraph 4. If I go down to paragraph 5, on or about March 6, 2019, the appellant was then involved in an off-duty incident in which he interfered with operations conducted by an officer of the Wilton Police Department. You see that?
Yes, correct.
Is that consistent with your recollection?
Yes.
And then on March 7th, the appellant confronted the Wilton Police Department police officer about the incident?
Yes.
The following day, March 8, 2019, the Reading Police Department received a complaint from the Ridgefield Police Department that the appellant was paying unwanted attention and making unsolicited contact to a female person. You see that?
Yes.
And then on March 25, 2019, I'm on number 7 on page 2 of the document. The appellant's shift supervisor received information that the appellant was acting towards another officer in a disturbing way at the department headquarters. Do you
yes.
see that?
Yes.
And you recall that incident?
Yes.
And that was a female officer?
Yes.
And it is consistent with your recollection that when confronted about that incident, the appellant became disrespectful, argumentative, and insubordinate?
Yes.
And thereafter, in late March of 2019, he was once again relieved of duty and his weapon was secured?
Yes.
I'm on paragraph 8. As a result of that, the appellant was then referred for fitness of duty evaluation? Correct?
Correct, yes.
And what was the outcome of that fitness of duty evaluation?
He was examined by, I can't want to like, violate his HIPAA, but he was examined and by a
doctor. Let me ask the question this way. Was it at the conclusion of that duty examination, fitness for duty examination, was it reported back to the Reading Police Department that he was fit or unfit for duty?
I received a document, I believe it was around 12 pages, and it was unfit.
Thank you. And for the record, we've not submitted the full fitness for duty evaluation because of HIPAA concerns. We did submit just a one-page letter dated May 21, 2019, which was sent to the appellant by then Chief O'Donnell documenting the findings rather than the full findings.
We do have that.
Chief, in conclusion, based on the appellant's history with the Reading Police Department, is that why you found him unfit or was that why you found him unsuitable possess a firearm permit at this time?
Yes, that's correct.
No further questions.
Counsel, do you have cross for the chief?
Yes. Thank you. Chief O'Donnell, you know Mr. Alcott to be a resident of Reading. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
And he reside now where he did when he served as a police officer?
Yes.
And he departed from the Reading Police Department at about May of 2019?
Correct.
And since May of 2019, have the Reading Police been called to his residence for any type of disturbance?
Since his departure?
Yes.
No.
And has he been the subject of any complaints from any other police department that you know of since his departure from the Reading Police?
Not to my knowledge, no.
You testified about an incident in November of 2014. Would it be fair to say, Chief, that you were not actually present at the Alcott residence on that day?
I was not.
Okay. So what you're testifying from is actually just what was in the report, is
that
correct?
Based on reports, yes, sir. Correct.
And so when counsel asked you if Mr. Alcott appeared at that time to be agitated and intoxicated, you can't say to this board from personal knowledge that that is either true or untrue.
Yes, based on the report.
And is it true, though, sir, that as a in that incident of November 26th of 2014, there was no arrest made? Is that correct?
Yeah, no. Yes, correct.
There was no arrest of any member of the Alcott family at that time. Were there any physical injuries that you recall?
I wasn't there, so.
Oh, well, you testified off of a report.
Yes.
So I'm going to ask you to review the report. Can you tell the board whether there were any physical injuries? I'm going to refer you to page 3, Chief. Top line, second sentence. Does it say no one appeared to have any physical injuries?
Correct.
And to your knowledge, was there any use or threatened use of a firearm with regard to this particular incident?
No.
Thank you. You also testified about an incident that occurred on May 9th of 2018. Do you recall that testimony?
Yes.
And again, were you present at the Alcott residence at the time of that incident?
No, I was not.
So would it be fair to say that your testimony today is simply based on you reading the report that counsel has offered?
Yes, correct.
And you testified that there was an arrest of Mr. Alcott as a result of that incident, is that correct?
Correct.
Do you know if there was a conviction of Mr. Alcott for any crime related to that particular incident?
No, there was not.
Okay. And you reported that the incident involved, at least at some aspect, a glass bottle being thrown at, well, can you tell me, was it thrown at a person or at a wall?
It just says thrown at her.
Okay. So that's reporting from Mrs. Alcott.
Sure.
Okay. Did Mrs. Alcott report any injury as a result of this incident?
No.
And you testified that the following day you received a report from the Superior Court in Danbury that a protective order had issued. Is that correct?
Correct.
And subsequently, do you know if the protective order was lifted?
No, it wasn't. The protective order is going into effect any kind of domestic.
Right. They go into effect for the period of time that a case is pending, isn't that correct?
Yep, correct.
And was the case concluded with a conviction, if you know?
No.
No, I don't know, or no, the case was?
I don't know if it was convicted or not. I didn't follow that.
Okay.
The abstract.
Well, if he had been convicted and if the protective order had remained in effect, would he have been returned to duty?
There's an internal affairs investigation going on.
Okay. In fact, he was returned to duty after the May 2018 incident. Isn't that correct?
Correct.
And he was given his firearm back. Isn't that correct? Let me ask it another way, Chief. From May of 2018, the date of this incident, through May of 2019, the date he retired, wasn't it true that Officer Alcott had his firearm returned to him from the Reading Police Department?
Yes.
Thank you. You testified about the last chance agreement and you relayed about a dispute between Officer Alcott and an officer, or I'm sorry, Sergeant McManus, and I'm referring to paragraphs 7 and 8. Do you recall that?
Yes, sir.
Do you recall what the dispute was between Officer Alcott and Sergeant McManus?
I know that they had an argument. There's some words exchanged, my knowledge on that. And there were some obscenities, if I believe, happened. There were some obscenities that were said, and then the sergeant he investigated it on a sergeant level, and the rest is right in here now.
Is Sergeant McManus still with the Reading Police Department?
No, he is not.
And what was the cause of his termination with the Reading Police Department?
I can't really divulge that.
I was going to say, I think we object. I'm not sure what the relevance is, and also I think it gets into personnel issues that, without looking further into it, my client can't testify to, without potentially jeopardizing the town's other agreements or relationships.
So relevance.
I'll give you an offer of proof. I believe that Sergeant McManus was either terminated or prompted to retire for psychological reasons.
The chief can answer.
Mm-hmm.
The chief can answer the question. Objection is overruled.
Okay. He resigned and retired, he did have some issues, some psychological issues.
Thank you. I have no further questions of the chief.
Does the board have any questions of the chief? Chief?
You didn't talk, other than the ultimate leaving the department, you didn't talk about discipline. Was there discipline in 2014, 2018,
Yes. Yes.
Rather than reading the reports and just saying yes, can you just tell us?
Yes, there was numerous things, avenues that we did. We sent him to Malworth in Pennsylvania, treatment center for alcohol. I don't remember how long of a stint that was, but I remember it was 30 days. All I know is whatever period required, we sent him for that. We were trying to work with Officer Alcott and, help him through a tough time. What was some of the other questions you asked, sir?
The inpatient treatment, any other follow-up treatment?
He had some EAP counseling. Yes, he was seeing one of our doctors in the EAP.
Was he mandated to EAP?
He was mandated, yes, for the first three sessions, and then it was up to him whether he wanted to continue or not.
And did the EAP provider report that he would be able to attend the sessions out of order?
He attended the three sessions. I don't know what he did after that.
And what about discipline during those times? Was he suspended?
Yes.
The first time?
As a result of the domestic, yes, the first time, no.
All right, that's good.
Other questions?
I just have one. Chief, there was a referral in one of the reports regarding an EAP referral based on a 2011 Groton Town Police Department case. Do you have any direct knowledge regarding what that incident was?
I was the former chief.
Okay. If you don't understand, I'll ask the appellant, but I was just curious if you had any background with that.
No, I don't have any background.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions by the board?
I just want to bring up a point. I know you mentioned HIPAA concerns. I don't believe you have any HIPAA concerns. I don't know that that's true. I bet you can look at your attorney. The hospital certainly does. But if the appellant has given you information, I don't think that's an issue here. You guys decide what you want to do.
I guess our bottom line point is he was found unfit for duty in and was relieved of his post and his weapon at that time. You know, the underlying circumstances, certainly we've put in the police reports that there appears to have been alcohol involved. I'm not sure that we need to go too much deeper into that. I mean, I'm happy to offer it if the board, we have the fitness for duty report.
If the board is, I just don't think it's an issue, but and ultimately he resigned, is that correct?
Ultimately he resigned.
He resigned?
Yeah, we had him, part of that.
Was it a resignation? He didn't have a choice then, did he?
No, because...
If he had not resigned, it wasn't voluntary, if had he not resigned, it violated the last chance agreement.
After that last incident, I spoke to counsel, and you know, we were talking about termination, and he said that, you know, why don't you give him a last chance agreement and have him submit to go get an exam, and which he did, and that if he failed, that was going to be his resignation retirement.
And he didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, I just thought I read somewhere in there where someone represented that he voluntarily resigned or retired. He did not, in fact, retire, did he?
He resigned and then I don't know what he got for any, what kind of deal he got on that. I don't know if he got a medical.
But already, would that, is it 13 years? Is that how much time we're talking?
Yeah.
Would that be a retirement or any service?
Well, yeah, you're on our pension, you're vested after 5 years, so yes.
With post, you have in your packet the post documentation submitted. The reason submitted was resigned, unfit for duty, psychological fitness was the official reason.
I understand the post whatever form that is.
Yep.
I think the attorney sent a letter saying he was retired. And I'm sure
his attorney?
Yeah.
He resigned and subsequently retired. Yeah. He didn't really have a choice because that was part of the last chance agreement.
Yeah.
That if he failed the exam.
Our position would be the official reason for resignation as reported in the post was unfitness for duty, psychological fitness.
Other questions by the board?
Just a quick follow-up to that. Did was the post cert, if you know, Chief, was the post certification revoked?
No.
The captain at the time, he sent it in return, and then he put resign.
I was just curious if you know whether.
So post, I don't know.
I don't know. If you don't know.
I would have been
know,
up the post you. Whether they wanted to do it or not. Sometimes we have things where it's clear, but we'll send up, to post that, you know, definitely disqualifier.
Yeah, I was just curious if post, you know.
So that would have been up. That was probably left up to them whether they did or not.
Yeah, I think actually Chief got awarded. You can ask for it to be decertified.
That's what, yeah.
Apparently you didn't do that, so it's not decertified, but I imagine it's post-expired,
the
car's expired,
and
no
longer. Yes.
Yeah. That's right. And that would have been before the additional grounds for decertification
exactly.
Went into place.
Yes.
Correct. This was prior to.
I mean, you could send it back to post, leaving in good standing or not in good standing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a little different. Back then, that's what we did. We put the little narrative in there. So it was going to be up to the post council whether they were going to take his certification away or not.
Thank you.
Other questions by the board? Chief, do you happen to know how long the 2018 protective order was in place? If you don't know, you don't know. Okay. Seeing no other questions, counsel, any other witnesses?
No.
Okay. Attorney Lewis, it's your case.
Thank you. I wanted to just address that last question. I thought there was a report that was submitted which indicated that the protective order had expired.
There goes that last one.
I don't think there's any allegation that there's a protective order.
Right.
No.
All have expired.
Correct.
I'm just bring your, if the board has a report of August 24th, 2019.
Yes, Colonel Lewis had just found that.
Okay. No active protective or restraining orders in place. I'd like to call Mr. Alcott as a witness.
Sure.
Mr. Alcott, could you tell the board your name and address, please?
Sure. Just so you know, I said at the beginning, sure you heard me. He doesn't have to say his name. He can remain anonymous, but it's up to you. His name and address can both remain anonymous.
Is it true, sir, you live in the town of Reading, Connecticut?
Yes.
And how long have you lived in the town of Reading?
47 years.
How old are you?
47.
You live in the house where you were born?
Yes, I do.
And do you own that house?
I do.
Did you buy it or inherit it?
My parents passed away and I was heir and inherited.
Did you attend school? I won't talk about high school. In Reading?
High school, yes.
Okay. And did you go to college?
Yes, I did.
Where did you go?
Sacred Heart University, Fairfield, Connecticut.
And did you graduate?
Yes, I did.
Did you get a degree?
Yes, criminal justice.
What year was that?
1998.
And where are you employed now?
United Security Forces, LLC. I am a security manager. We're contracted with all 7 Apple stores in the state of Connecticut, as well as Hermes high-end retail, Greenwich, Connecticut.
Are you required to carry a firearm as part of your employment?
At this time, no. However, in the future, it may be a requirement.
How long have you been with United Security?
A year and 3 months.
Prior to your job with United Security Forces, were you a police officer in the town of Reading?
Yes.
And from what period of time?
Town of Reading was 2005 until 2019.
14 years?
Correct.
And what was your rank?
Patrolman.
And prior to your time with the town of Reading, were you a police officer anywhere else?
Yes, Bethel, Connecticut.
And what was the time that you were at Bethel?
2001 to 2005.
And again, your rank?
Patrolman.
Did you go to the police academy?
Yes, I did.
And did you successfully graduate?
Yes, I was 7 out of top 10 class ranking.
Were you trained in the use of firearms while at the police academy?
Yes, I was.
Were you trained in laws of the state of Connecticut as relate to the possession and use of firearms?
Yes.
During your career as a police officer, both in Bethel and in Reading, did you have training in the use of firearms?
Yes.
And how often would your training be?
At least once a year.
And I'm just going to talk about your time in Reading. Did you have an occasion during your 14 years to have to draw your firearm?
Yes, I did.
And approximately how many times?
Several.
More than 10?
Yes.
Reading is a rather rural community. Is it any incident involving a human being?
No, often to dispatch sick or injured animals.
Were there ever any complaints, either from the public, and again, I'm talking about your time in Reading, or by the administration of the police department, as to your use of a firearm?
No.
In fact, were you commended by the people in Reading for your service?
Yes, actually by the police department itself.
You filed an appellant questionnaire in this matter?
Yes.
And in connection with that, did you include a number of letters of commendation?
Yes, I did.
And did you receive awards as well?
Yes, I did.
Are you married now?
I am not.
When did you withdraw? Were you married?
Yes.
Okay. Are you divorced?
Yes, I am.
When was your divorce finalized?
2019.
You've heard testimony from the chief of police that there were incidents involving you in and around the years November 2018 and in 2019. Can you tell the board for what reason did those incidents arise?
Mostly they were due to a very tumultuous marriage and a subsequent alcohol issue with myself.
And you said that the divorce had ended in 2019. Does your ex-wife live locally?
She does not.
Where does she live?
North Carolina.
When was the last time you had any physical contact or in the presence of your ex-wife?
August 2021.
Would it be fair to say, sir, that the incidents that the chief described were all involving your ex-wife?
Yes.
Do you serve your community in any other way?
Yes, I do.
And what is that?
Active volunteer fireman, 30 years.
Okay. And which fire company?
Georgetown Volunteer Fire Company, Georgetown, Connecticut.
And what is your rank there?
Currently a fireman, EMT.
How long have you been an EMT?
Since 1994.
And do you actively receive training as an EMT?
Yes, I do.
And how often do you receive training?
Recertification and is 3 years and 2 years rather. But there's ongoing training often at the fire department itself, usually monthly.
You mentioned that the incidents involved a tumultuous marriage, and I assume a divorce, and you also said alcohol. Could you explain that in greater detail?
Yes, as a result of a tumultuous relationship, I got caught up in an alcohol addiction that was interfering with everything, but I was sent away to rehab and did 30 days and was very successful. And I continued the program voluntarily. I continued with the EAP and various other centers to continue my path of sobriety, which I'm successful to this day.
You, in addition to programs that address your sobriety, are you in counseling for any other reason?
No.
Have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No, I have not.
Are there any outstanding either civil restraining orders or criminal protective orders prohibiting you from contact with anyone at this time?
No, there is not.
The last time a protective order was in place, when was that?
That had to be 2018.
Okay. And that's as a result of one of the incidents where
Correct.
You were arrested?
Correct.
And since that time, nothing
That's correct.
Has been in place. I have no further questions.
Thank you, counsel. Attorney Stafford.
Thank you. Sir, you heard the chief describe an incident in November of 2014, correct?
Yes.
And you'll admit that as a result of that incident, your duty weapon was taken from you?
That's correct.
And you heard the chief describe an incident in May of 2018, correct?
Correct.
And you'll admit that as a result of that incident, your duty weapon was taken from you?
That's correct.
And you heard the chief describe an incident in March of 2019? Involving Sergeant McManus?
Yes, I do recall.
And you'll admit that you were relieved of your duty weapon at that time as well?
That's correct.
Were there additional instances other than those three in which your duty weapon was taken from you?
No.
And you'll admit that you resigned from the Reading Police Department in 2019 because of your lack of fitness for duty?
Yes.
and that was because of your psychological condition at the time?
It was based on a last chance agreement.
Which questioned your psychological fitness for duty, correct?
Yes.
Sir, did the you were asked this before, and I think it could be asked. Did the town pursue decertification from post after that incident?
They did not, and my post ID was never decertified.
Are you aware that under Connecticut law, had post decertified you, you would not be entitled to hold the security job you currently hold?
That's correct. However, it expired in 2020, the post ID. It was never decertified.
Okay, so you're not currently post-certified?
Correct. It expired in 2020.
I have no further questions.
Does the board have any questions of the witness? Chief?
There's a lot of stuff around the edges here, but really it boiled down to alcohol use and abuse and domestic violence cases, and ultimately the fitness for duty examined by a psychiatrist, psychologist, I'm not sure the doctor what he was. So that pattern ultimately found unfit for duty, which means unfit to carry a gun. Do you have any documentation, medical reports, another exam that can refute the doctor, the town doctor's opinion that you were unfit?
Not at this time.
That's a question for the.
I do not. I wasn't given a second opportunity to get a second opinion on that.
Come in preparation for this hearing.
No.
Knowing that the site thing was, obviously it's the main issue here. We're talking suitability, not whether you actually did the domestic violence. No, I'm not trying to rehash your criminal case. This is a different thing, it's a civil one. So I just ask him if I know we don't have any here, but did you seek an exam such as that to review the town's fitness for duty position?
I did not.
Thank you.
Other questions by the board?
I just have one or two.
Colonel?
Sir, there was reference to a 2011 Groton Town incident, an incident that occurred in Groton Town's jurisdiction. In regards, there was an EAP referral. Do you recall that incident?
Yes. That was a trip, a family vacation. There was an argument in the hotel. Someone called the police and they showed up, and it was an argument between my wife and I. And that was all there was. It was just a verbal dispute.
So Groton, and what was, and so was a Groton town contacted Reading?
Yes.
And then Reading suggested or mandated an EAP for you?
Yes, because alcohol was involved.
Okay, so alcohol has been involved since at least 2011 with these?
Yes.
What are you doing now for your sobriety? You said you went through a program.
Yes.
The 30 days.
Yes.
And that was successful?
It was. I additionally went.
Let me rephrase. You did the program for 30 days. Subsequently, you had the fitness for duty? So you had the 30-day program, and after that was the fitness for duty?
Yes.
Okay. So did you feel that the 30-day program was successful?
I did.
Okay. And what are you doing now for your sobriety?
Well, not drinking, but also I continued on my own. I went to Silver Hill Alcohol Treatment Center in New Canaan, Connecticut.
And when was that?
Right after this event.
Okay.
In 2018.
And since, and when did that end approximately?
That was about a year.
All right, so it's like 2019?
Yeah.
And so since 2019 till now, what have you been, you know, AA, any other programs?
Yes.
Anything like that?
Yes, AA. That's one thing.
And how often do you go?
Not as much as I used to. In the beginning, obviously, I went a lot more than I do now.
Approximately, when was the last time you attended a meeting?
I can't say. Months. It's been months.
Okay.
But I do have a sponsor.
Yep.
So.
More than 6 months?
Yes.
And more than a year?
More than 6 months.
Okay. That's all I have. Okay.
Other questions by the board?
I just have one follow-up.
Yes, Chief.
The town's doctor, the psychiatrist, psychologist, you know who he is?
Psychiatrist, yes, I do.
Okay. He found you not fit for duty. Do you dispute that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you,
I do, and if we have a copy of the 12-page report, you can see page number 8.
I mean, with the appellant's sign off, I'm happy to submit a copy to the board.
We don't have that in the record. The reason we do this 10 days before is we have to review this before. We can't sit here and all pass along one piece of the record. That being said, if there's no objection and he wants to read something from page 8, he does not want to read page 8? Okay.
All right, and he answered my question.
So you're all set?
Yeah, Chief? I am. I just want to know what his opinion was. Did he disagree with the doc?
Okay. Other questions by the board? Attorney Lewis, do you have any other witnesses?
I do not.
Okay. Would you like to make a closing statement?
Yes. Clearly, Mr. Alcott had some issues in 2018, 2019, as he's testified to, which he believes stemmed from a tumultuous relationship with his now ex-wife. His divorce was finalized then, as the chief testified. Mr. Alcott continues to remain a resident of the town of Reading. The police department has had no involvement with him since he left the force. And since his divorce has been over, and since he has separated from his former spouse. he continues to serve his community in terms of his association with the Voluntary Fire Department. He has had extensive training and education and experience in the use of firearms. He has never been admonished with respect to either his possession or use of a firearm. While it is true that the force suspended or at least removed his firearm on more than one occasion, it was always subsequently returned, and he was returned to full active duty. I believe that these incidents are far enough in the rearview mirror where they border, to some extent, on being irrelevant to a judgment that the chief has made in 2022 as to Mr. Alcott's suitability. I would ask the board to consider the length of time that has gone past and the fact that there have been no incidents with Mr. Alcott in that interim. I'd ask you to find him to be a suitable person to possess and carry a firearm and sustain his appeal.
Thank you, Attorney Lewis. Attorney Staffstrom?
Thank you. As the board knows, the board needs to determine whether the chief was correct in judging Mr. Alcott's suitability. And as the board knows, our courts, when judging suitability, look to various factors. But two of those, I think, are critically important here: his reputation in the community and his previous conductee as a licensee. Mr. Alcott was found unfit for duty in the town of Reading as of 2019. There is no evidence that's been presented to this board to refute that that opinion that was presented. As a previous licensee, as a post-certified police officer, he had his duty weapon seized from him on 3 separate occasions. He had the town pursued decertification following his resignation. He would not be entitled under Connecticut law to even hold his current job as a security guard, let alone hold a position as an armed security guard, which I think does have bearing on this panel in looking at whether he is suitable given his stated goal of obtaining a permit. We, the town, ask that you sustain the denial, at least for now. This is not to say that given a certain period of time that will go by, longer than 3 years, I would submit, but there may be a point in time in which the appellant can show that he has been without incident and has been without temptation for that period of time, but we submit that is not now, and that the permit needs to be denied for now, and the chief's decision upheld.
Thank you, counsel. Comments by the board? Seeing none.
I'll just put on record real quick.
Sure.
No, the appellant was a police, lifelong resident of the town of Reading, a volunteer fireman since 1993, EMT since 94. During his tenure as a police officer, he did receive some, accommodations and awards. My concern was there seemed to be, he blames the, there's at least a 10-year period from 2009 to 2019 in which there were issues, in his marriage which resulted in police interaction, including other towns, alcohol, by the appellant's own admission, was a factor in these incidents. The appellant did attend a 30-day program. As testified, he hasn't had an issue since alcohol since 2019. But the period of alcohol issues, times with his wife, and the fitness for duty evaluation by a board-certified psychiatrist. The appellant's attorney says it's, in the rearview mirror, it is only 4 years. And prior to that, we had at least a 10-year pattern of, concerning behavior on the appellant's behalf. So that's what I'm going to base my decision on.
Colonel Overture? And no other comments, right? Okay. Attorney Cinetti?
I'm persuaded of what I understand that these incidents happened in the past, but I'm persuaded by the arguments made by the town of Reading that it's too early to do that. So at this time, I'll vote for the issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis?
Issuing authority at this time.
Colonel Overturf?
Issuing authority at this time.
Mr. Gray?
Issuing authority.
Chief Rosenzweig? Chair votes issuing authority at this time. Thank you all.